are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and this is part two of Talk of the Planet. I'm speaking with Barnard Woods, who is reporting from Washington, D.C. His column, Democracy in Crisis, is featured in each week of Planet Jackson Hole. This week, the title is Dream Darker, the Indictment of Journalist Aaron Cantu Portends a Grim Future for the First Amendment. I have Barnard Woods on the line. Now, in your recent article, you talked about a reporter named Aaron Cantu, who was reporting the day of the inauguration on the Black Bloc riots. During the chaos that day, he was arrested, and now he faces up to 70 years in prison on charges of felony rioting, conspiracy riot, and destruction of property. Let me ask you, what's going to happen if he is convicted of these charges?
If he's convicted, 70 years would be, or between 70 and 80 years for all of these defendants. There are 214 other people, many of whom there aren't evidence against them either, except that they were nearby wearing black. And they got caught up in this kettling technique where the police corralled a whole group and started spraying pepper spray, other types of gases, and then held them in. And the ACLU actually filed a lawsuit about this just today, not on behalf of Cantu, but on behalf of other people who were arrested that day, a photojournalist among them. And but he would be, the trials, there's so much evidence. There are 187 cell phones being used, police body cams, all of the cameras around Washington, D.C. that day. So the evidence is so massive. The trials aren't even going to happen until October of 2018, right before the midterm elections. And so if Cantu is convicted on all of those counts, then he would be sentenced likely to sometime around, you know, to the rest of his life in jail.
Now, I want to use a quote from your article, Aaron Cantu, the reporter who was arrested on Inauguration Day. His editor, Julie Ingram of the Santa Fe Reporter, said, quote, "His arrest was scary. The threat of being imprisoned for the rest of your life, doing your job and observing a protest is, I don't even know how to finish the sentence," end quote. And you yourself were almost arrested that same day. What are the consequences of endangering the press and the First Amendment?
I mean, the consequences are beyond anything that we can even think of. You know, I titled that article Dream Darker because that was something that Aaron himself wrote from the RNC, that it's hard for us to see what is coming. And so it's this tragic irony that he's the one who ends up in this situation. But I just came from the White House press briefing where they had it off camera again today. It had been a week with off camera briefings. Spicer had one 2 days ago. And then today they were back off camera, and a lot of the TV journalists and sort of bigwig famous people are outraged that this is an attack on their First Amendment. But I went there to ask about Cantu. I wasn't called on either time so far, but went there to ask about this because none of these people are asking about that. They're making the briefings about the briefings themselves instead of about the real dangers where the... Remember, there were 214 other people were arrested with Cantu, but his is a special case because he was out there reporting for us all. It was his job to be close to this activity so that he could let everyone else know. So we as reporters are not out there for ourselves or to get famous ourselves or anything like that, but we're out there trying to report so that everyone else knows. And that's something that is that's really in danger right now as we're looking at more and more reporters. We also saw in West Virginia the reporter who was arrested and taken out of the state house for yelling out questions at Secretary of Health Price as he was walking through. So we're really seeing an assault on the First Amendment that wouldn't only affect reporters, but would affect everyone.
If you're just joining us, this is Talk of the Planet, part two of the interview. I'm speaking with Barnard Woods, who is reporting from Washington, D.C. His column, Democracy in Crisis, is featured in this week's episode of Planet Jackson Hole. Now, Robin tells me that this is the first time in your career where you're solely focusing on what's happening in D.C. From the outside looking in, D.C. seems like it's in complete disarray. What's your perspective on it?
Yeah, I mean, I've previously worked in Baltimore a lot, covering criminal justice there and working for the Baltimore City Paper. And Baltimore is a place in disarray and a city level and covering the uprising that we had there after the death of Freddie Gray. But Washington now on the federal level seems, in complete chaos and complete you know, moving really quickly towards tyranny. Another woman, Desiree Ferruz, is facing a year in jail for laughing during Jeff Sessions' confirmation hearing, and it wasn't an intentional protest laugh. Another senator commended that Sessions had always taken racial equality to heart, and she couldn't help but laugh, and was arrested, convicted, and now is waiting her sentence, in which she could be sentenced to a year in jail for laughing. So I feel like our rights really are under assault throughout the country, from here in Washington right now.
Now, I wanted to ask you one more thing. Now, we often see both American and international reporters detained in other countries that have limited freedom of the press or outright censorship. Statistically, are we seeing a rise in domestic press-related arrests, assaults, or censorship?
I think we are. I mean, censorship, maybe not. I haven't seen any cases where the government has been able to say, you can't print this, which would technically be censorship. But as Julianne said, Aaron's editor, they are reluctant to assign him to certain stories now, because if he gets too close to a protest and gets arrested again, it would be violating the conditions of his release. He could end up back in jail. And so that this arrest itself is a kind of censorship, of putting people in a position that they're, and other reporters, oh, maybe we don't want to go out and cover this kind of thing, as well as other protesters. Maybe we don't want to exercise our First Amendment rights and go out there, because we could end up looking at 70 years in prison.
Now I'm going to pull this from your story real quick. You wrote, I was almost arrested reporting on the same events that day. I watched as the Black Bloc came around the corner, flanked by police. Trash cans rolled through the street. Pepper spray came out. An officer ran at me with her stick. I held up the media credentials hanging around my neck and yelled, press. And she went around me. I was lucky. Did this experience change your own reporting style?
No, it hasn't. I also covered and was very, very close to during the Baltimore uprising. My photographer was trampled by police, and another wire photographer. We were the only reporters out at midnight one night after there was some violence at Camden Yards at the baseball stadium, and they wanted to get someone else, so they went after the photojournalist more than the print people. They ran and tackled and stomped on my photographer as I filmed it, and was screaming, he's cross, he's a photographer. And so I feel like the only thing we can do is put ourselves, for the sake of every American, put ourselves out as much as we can until, you know, we're in a situation. I don't blame Aaron for being more cautious. But so that means the rest of us have to step up more, since he has to be a little bit more on the sidelines.
Well, Baynard, thanks so much for taking some time from your busy day-to-day to call in. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Great to talk with y'all. And I appreciate the interest in the topic.
I've been discussing with Baynard Woods, who is reporting from Washington, D.C. His column, Democracy in Crisis, has been featured in this week's issue of The Planet. It's titled Dream Darker, The Indictment of Journalist Aaron Cantu Portends a Grim Future for the First Amendment. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Catch the full interview at 891khol.org or pick up the latest copy of Planet Jackson Hole. You're listening to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.